Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Okay, it's just you and me, and we're talking about, I'm talking about the idea of being a conscious entrepreneur, succeeding on purpose, as some people say. And so I was talking earlier about the origins of capitalism, the early concepts, the invisible hand by Adam Smith, and then eventually that got converted into when Milton Friedman said that the purpose of a company is to provide a return for their stakeholders, for their shareholders. Well, Wall Street has taken that to another level, and I believe that in the 21st century, we're going to see more and more people respond to that model, and in fact, it's being rejected right now, to some degree, because more and more people are realizing that, you know, there's nothing wrong with a company realizing that they're corporate citizens. Your small business is a corporate citizen. Mine is a corporate citizen. If we're citizens, you know, maybe there's. In your world out there, small business owners, in my world, in our world, we do that, right? We're planted in the ground. We're out here making a profit if we can. And from that abundance, we give back to the community. And how many times have you, if the economy is turned down, have you done without yourself in order to keep your employees paid? I know you've done that. Well, corporate America should learn a lesson from you, small business owners. If we're talking about how to succeed on purpose, if we're talking about being a conscious entrepreneur, a conscious business person, then corporate America could, across the board, not all of them. I know some that live this that are like you and me. I know several that are like that, but thousands of them aren't. And we saw that after 2008. We saw in the decade after 2008, we saw how a lot of companies treated their people, and it wasn't good. So the shareholder is important, but let's remember this: the shareholder can't be benefited if the customer isn't benefited, and the customer can't be benefited if society isn't benefited. So I do think in the 21st century, there's plenty of opportunity. There's plenty of reason to rethink the way businesses approach their bottom line. And I do think that and I think they're going to have to do that. I think as we move into a time when artificial intelligence is expanding and robots are expanding and technology, digital leverage is growing apace, I think that this century is going to see a time when the larger companies, corporate America, is going to have to reform to some degree, not to become wards of the state, not to become socialistic. This is where the socialists are all wrong. But corporate America could fight some of this by reforming themselves, and here's all they would have to do. It'd be very simple. And we have, and the model is already out there. All they have to do is think like a small business owner, behave like a small business owner, behave like you do, my friends. All they'd have to do is watch you, small business owners, watch you behave in the marketplace, watch how you do business. Now, you're the stakeholder. You're the shareholder of your company. Probably, more than likely, you're very likely the only shareholder. Maybe some of your family members are, but more than likely, you as the owner, the founder, are the only shareholder of your company. So I know that you forsake your own benefit for the benefit of those around you, employees, customers, the community. I know you do that. I've seen it over the decades. And yet you still survived and you thrived. In fact, that kind of abundant thinking helped you survive and thrive. And I think, America doesn't need socialism, as some of the candidates are proposing. But I do think there needs to be some reform. And this is where I think the progressive candidates for president are missing things. They think the way to solve some of the things that they don't like, and some of them I don't disagree with them about, is to rip out the old system and put in a new system. And you've heard me talk about this before, but that's not the case. The way to fix what they see that they don't like, some of which I've written about, I've talked about it on this show, the way to fix that is not to rip out the system and replace it with one that we already know doesn't work. The way to fix that system is to reform it. And one of the ways to reform it is to be what some people call more consciously entrepreneurial. And maybe a little bit more of a visible hand. In my new book, The Third Ingredient, I talk about something. I actually identified something called the visible hand. Maybe a little less invisible and a little bit more visible hand, as I talked about earlier in the previous segment. It's almost 29 after. I'm Jim Blasico. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.